Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. Today marks the end of the National Day holiday, and more than 7.4 million railway passenger trips were expected to be taken today as people return from their trips. Zhang Shixuan has more.
At Shanghai Hongqiao Railway Station this morning, people were required to have their health code scanned for verification.
27 trains were added to today's schedule. Most of them are destined for Anhui, Ningbo, Taizhou, or Wanzhou.
27趟.
Traffic was smooth on the G40 expressway entry point to Shanghai. Police officers said they expected the G60 expressway entry point in Qingqiao area would be busier than usual.
We have increased guidance at congested places. Police cars and tow trucks are on standby in the event of an emergency.
More than 1.8 million passenger trips were expected on trains within the Yangtze River Delta region. An additional 194 trains were added to schedules to handle the increase in passengers.
For people who don't have 48-hour PCR test results, we have set up a new lane for them to get a ticket refund at no extra charge. And we have also opened 4 safety checkpoints. Normally, we have just 2.
All people arriving at Huzhou are required to take a PCR test immediately. And finally, 750,000 people were expected to travel by ferry today, a year-on-year increase of more than 23%.
The Shanghai Future Star Cup football tournament was contested at SAIC Motor Pudong Arena this week, with some of the country's most promising young footballers showcasing their skills. China's 2 national U15 teams, 2 Shanghai U15 teams, and 2 provincial-level youth teams were joined by academy teams from European powerhouse clubs Dortmund and Juventus. Shanghai Blue U15 team defeated Zhejiang Energy Greentown U15 3-0 to win the title. The 8 teams were divided into 2 groups of 4 for round-robin matches, followed by a knockout round. The Shanghai Administration of Sports and Shanghai Football Association hope more top-level international youth teams, including championship teams from European youth leagues, will take part in future editions of the annual tournament. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva warned that the global economy is at increasing risk of recession and it could lose $4 trillion in output through 2026. Georgieva said in prepared remarks for an IMF event yesterday in Washington that the situation is more likely to get worse than to get better. She noted that uncertainty remains extremely high as Russia's military campaign in Ukraine and the pandemic continue, and warned that there could be even more economic shocks. The IMF currently projects global economic growth of just 3.2% in 2022 and 2.9% in 2023. Georgieva said in the 2023 estimate will be lowered next week.